It is the Friday show here. I have got Rob Gutman, I've got Mo Stewart, and I've got Phil Blundell. And on the blower, I will have Tom Fahey on Aston Villa. I'll have Alan Weirs on Brighton, Robbie Scotcher on Crystal Palace, and Dom Farrell on Manchester City. All of that is to come. But it's one of those weekends where it starts with 3 o'clock and not with half past 12s because of European fixtures and what they do to the wider schedule. So we're going to talk about a couple of 3 o'clocks. The first one, because we'll do them in alphabetical order, is Arsenal versus Everton. And Phil, Arsenal versus Everton is, it's interesting because what I think is difficult at the minute when you watch Arsenal is they embrace this version of Arsenal, which, by the way, was not the version of Arsenal that powered them to where they got to from the 2022-2023 season, where in the first half of that season they got to 50 points. It's not the version of Arsenal that we saw at times, I think, last season. They've become instead almost like this intensified version of a football team that's desperate to play for set-piece events. And for a while I was irritated by the set-piece thing myself in that, first and foremost, I think loads of it's cheating. That's just my opinion. But loads of it is blockers and pushers and
all
sorts of nonsense.
The opposition responding by cheating last week. Though Adama Traore's defensive Saliba was absolutely fantastic. Right? Well, he's like outside of the far post looking at him, not saying you're not getting the other side of me.
It's basically a bounce on the pitch.
Yeah, yeah. So there was definitely an element of that, but they still score from one. It's worth pointing that out. But they become obsessed with them. I think they play for them all the time. So it's not just this idea that we try to score a goal in open play and then a set piece occurs. It's instead there's some open play, we're trying to get that out the way and we'll make a set piece happen. And at the minute, I think that's counterproductive.
So one thing I thought was right really interesting with that last week was that it felt like a lot of them were trying to play for it. The Martinelli came on and he didn't seem to have as much interest in it. He kept sort of standing the fullback up and you're like, he's going to go down the outside and try and win a corner. And he's like, nope, he cut inside. And he kept cutting inside. Yeah. And I just thought that was really quite funny because it was sort of so out of kilter with what I thought, how Trossard had approached the same role in the first half and how Saka was doing the same thing down the other side. And it feels like they just, I think you used a word to me, I think it was in a WhatsApp, you said high on supply. And I think that was, it's a really good assessment of what it is. They've sort of gone, this is a really good route home because we're good at this.